Good evening, Patriots. I am Praying Medic. It is Friday, November 13th. Welcome to my nightly news and commentary. Normally, I come to you live from Cloud Hub Channel 115 right now. You can find my broadcasts on Rumble, also on my website, prayingmedic.com. Go there and either click the little blog section or just go to prayingmedic.com/blog. Can find my broadcasts there, articles, podcasts, my videos, all my ramblings and musings are always on my website, prayingmedic.com. Now, I'm just going to say this real quick regarding where to find my stuff. So I got kicked off Facebook, got chased off of YouTube, still on Twitter, don't know how long that's going to continue. And I have reason to believe, just say that, I have reason to believe that it's going to be more and more difficult. And we also lost our, CloudHub lost our IBM video hosting. So it's obvious that big tech wants certain people not to be able to have a voice and get their news out. I have reason to believe that in the future, it's going to be more difficult to find certain people and their information. So if you are not signed up on my mailing list, you might want to do that. On my website, prayingmedic.com, there is an opt-in form there where you can get on my mailing list. I do send out periodic news updates and some information about my books, but primarily I'm asking people to subscribe to my mailing list so that when things like this happen, I can send you an email, let you know where I'm at. Now, about the email list. So, if you try to sign up for the email list and you get an error message that says you can't sign up, you're already registered, so don't worry about it. If you're already registered, you'll probably know it. Sometimes when you register for an email list, the emails go to your spam folder. So if you register and you haven't gotten emails, check your spam folder. All right. Tonight, we have a little bit of news from our military intelligence insider. We've also got some election update and some, I think, encouraging words for those people who are losing hope because they're listening to the mainstream media. Let's jump into tonight's broadcast. All right, so as I said, I am an author. Published 15 books. This is my 15th book, Q Chronicles, Volume 2. It is all about the anonymous intelligence insider we call Q. This is being the second book. It picks up in Q's operation mid-December 2017, cover the subjects brought up by Q at that time frame. We talk about the Rothschilds, we talk about the Red Cross and corruption there. There's a lot of information in this book about North Korea. If you read the last chapter on North Korea, you'll find a lot of very interesting Q proofs, a lot of interesting timestamps, a lot of very strange coincidences, and the chapter on North Korea is quite... It's fascinating. It was fascinating to write. It's fascinating to read. There was also a chapter on social media censorship and the plan of social media platforms to silence our voices. All right, that book, The Great Awakening, and book one, Calm Before the Storm, are available on Amazon, both in paperback and Kindle. We are considering doing an audio version. We haven't figured out if we're going to do that yet, but we're considering it. All right, in election news. So there was a lawsuit filed by the Trump campaign in Michigan to stop the counting of ballots. And the judge today decided to dismiss that lawsuit. It was too late because the ballots had already been counted. So the mainstream media has been making much of that lawsuit being dismissed, and they're trying to discourage us, saying, aha, you see, the judges are not going to rule in Trump's favor. Well, this is an expected outcome. They already counted the ballots. Why? How can a judge say, oh yeah, stop counting those ballots that you already counted? It's not a big deal. There are other lawsuits pending in Michigan. The most recent lawsuit is seeking to block Benson County from certifying the results of their election based on the grounds that they ran an unconstitutional election. So there's still lawsuits pending in Michigan, some pending in Arizona. There are lawsuits pending in Georgia, Pennsylvania. So it is not time to give up hope yet. All right. And there's also other actions, right? So we're calling for audits. In Michigan, two lawmakers recently requested a full audit of the vote. Now, that doesn't mean there's going to be an audit. These are legislators. They're calling for an audit. We don't know yet if Michigan is going to audit the vote. All right, Andy Biggs explains the current strategy in Arizona and what is going on there. You know, let's listen to his video.
Votes. They've announced that there's roughly 11 to 12,000 votes to count, so that makes it very difficult. You have two lawsuits that are ongoing, one that the campaign is going to back away from later today because it impacts fewer than 200 votes. You have one that's by the AZGOP that's in there, and then there's another big tranche of ballots that are under investigation right now, and that would be what we call federal-only ballots. And in Arizona, there's about 27,000 of those, and there's a substantial likelihood, since no one has to show citizenship or even identification to get one of those ballots, that a number of those were illegally cast. And right now, based on a very small sample, we think about 35 to 36%, maybe slightly higher, of those who had those ballots actually cast ballots in the presidential election. So there are avenues still to check and options still to run down.
Yesterday, we talked to your colleague, Congressman Paul Gosar, and asked him about his level of confidence in the situation. Also, we referenced the fact that the attorney general from Arizona said he's not seeing widespread election fraud. Irregularities, sure, but not enough really here. A lot of smoke, but no fire. What do you say about that?
Well, in Arizona, if there was fraud, it looks like it would have been on the front end. So maybe ballot harvesting. Small groups getting together or being bringing ballots in. So that would be the issue with regard to fraud. Our ability to observe is far more transparent than most states. So virtually every ballot that's counted has a Republican and Democrat observer there when they're coming in. So that's a little bit more reassuring. But we still have this notion of how many illegals voted, and illegal ballots were cast using this federal-only ballot. And that's a weird thing because, again, in Arizona, in order to vote in a state election, for instance, you have to show ID to register and to vote, but apparently not in federal-only ballots.
All right, so that's the summary for Arizona. We are far from having this thing decided, so I think it's a good idea to just wait. In Georgia, a recount has begun. Some people are concerned that fraud is not going to be found or is going to be overlooked because signatures are not being inspected. This is from Robert Barnes. Did Georgia Secretary of State mislead the world when he said he was ordering an audit and a recanvass? A recanvass requires review of absentee ballot applications and absentee ballot signatures, but apparently counties in Georgia are intending on hiding that from observers. So there's been a lot of outcry on Twitter, mainly. We've all been tweeting at the Georgia Secretary of State today demanding a full audit of the vote. We'll just have to see how that shakes out. Ronna McDaniel tweeted this today. Why have Georgia counties been told to certify results by 5 p.m. tomorrow before the recount is finished? They're not expecting to finish this recount until next week. So I'm not sure why Georgia is telling people to certify their elections if the recount hasn't been done yet. The Secretary of State's stated goal is to build public confidence. These issues need to be addressed. So there's a lot of people that are kind of frustrated and angry, and some are losing hope. But I think there are a number of ways in which this can all be sorted out. And I think there is a reasonable expectation that President Trump is going to prevail in this. Number one, the president can win the vote count outright. Part of that will come through the recount and audit of the vote in various states. There is also obviously a plan to litigate and remove fraudulently cast ballots that is going on in many states. There is also a concerted effort underway to expose corruption in the Dominion voting system, which is used by a couple of dozen states where ballots are tabulated. There is also going to be pressure on electors who are going to go to the Electoral College to have them do the right thing in light of obvious fraud. This is actually where it's going to matter the most, I think, because the president is going to be chosen by the Electoral College. And if there's fraud, I think there's going to be instruction from state legislatures to instruct the electors that they need to vote a certain way based on whatever corruption is uncovered. And number six, I think there is a good chance that the president, the Department of Justice, is eventually going to expose potential fraud that may have been perpetrated by foreign nations like China. Now, discussing that subject, Sidney Powell had an interview with Lou Dobbs this afternoon, and she did not hold back. I edited this video slightly to take out some of Lou Dobbs' comments. It's mostly just Sidney talking. Listen to what she has to say.
Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez, and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in this country. As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at, and we're beginning to collect evidence on, the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems, surprisingly enough. Hunter Biden type graft to line their own pockets by getting a voting machine in that would either make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from it. For fraud this serious, I think even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results, if they're stupid enough to do that, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable, and patriots are coming forward every day, all day, faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. I know that even Democratic senators and congresspeople for years have reported problems with this system to the FBI and to the government, and nobody's done a blooming thing about it. The people in the election security part of Department of Homeland Security need to be fired yesterday. They're absolutely ridiculous. Of course, Chris Wray needs to be fired too, because the only FBI interview of any witness was to intimidate him and try to get him to change his truthful testimony 4 hours by an anti-Trump FBI agent. They still have politics infecting the FBI instead of just following the law. We are on the precipice of, this is essentially a new American revolution. And anybody who wants this country to remain free needs to step up right now. These are federal felonies. Altering a vote or changing a ballot is a federal felony. People need to come forward now and get on the right side of this issue and report the fraud they know existed in Dominion voting systems, because that's what it was created to do. It was its sole original purpose. It has been used all over the world to defy the will of people who wanted freedom.
Sidney, at the outset of this broadcast, I said that this is the culmination of what has been over a four-year effort to overthrow this president, to first deny his candidacy, election, but then to overthrow his presidency. This looks like the effort to carry out an end game in the effort against him. Do you concur?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken. It is indeed a very foul mess. It is farther and wider and deeper than we ever thought, but we are going to go after it, and I am going to expose every one of them.
All right, so Sidney Powell is not playing games. She is going to release the Kraken. Sidney is part of the president's legal team, and they have information, and they have evidence, and they're going to release it. And I believe all of this election fraud is going to be cleaned up and taken care of once and for all. Okay, we're going to switch gears here. So yesterday, we talked about this report that Brian Ware, a high-ranking official at Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency, was reported to have either been fired or resigned. And last night, Q came back on the board. I know a lot of people were thinking that, oh, let's see, CodeMonkey left on the day of the election, and Q hasn't posted since the night of the election. Maybe Q is done. No, Q is not done. We have a long way to go with Q's operation, I think. And I don't know when and why Q posts, just to make a public statement there. I'm not in touch with anybody on the Q team. But there are certain things that Q has said in the past that give us reason to believe the operation is not done yet. Not even close. All right, so this is what Q posted last night. Shall we play a game? Nothing can stop what is coming. All right, now in brackets here, we have the letters NCSWIC. All right, NCSWIC. Link to a CISA website. Who stepped down today? Forced. Another CISA website, Brian Ware. More coming. Why is this relevant? How do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. All right, so just as in 2018, when they needed to allow certain people and parties to commit voter fraud so they could remove elements of electronic voter fraud, the NSA, they safeguarded certain electronic voting methods in 2018. And now we are eliminating the paper ballot fraud. And that is what we're seeing play out. But you have to let these people cheat. You have to make it, I mean, we turned out, there was a red wave. There was a massive red wave. President Trump got 9 million more votes in this year than he did in 2016. That forced his opponents to cheat in such a big way, it became obvious, and now they can prove it. So these two links here, first one is to the National Council of Statewide Interoperability Coordinators, NCSWIC. That's the acronym. Nothing can stop what is coming. And then the second link is to the profile of Brian Ware, Assistant Director for Cybersecurity for DHS at the Infrastructure Security Agency. So he is one of the guys who is supposed to be stepping down, fired. All right, now, yesterday we looked at that statement that was attributed to the Department of Homeland Security. And I talked a little bit about this, and if you look at who is, you know, A, who's behind it, and B, what it says. So what it says here, they put this in bold. There is no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or was in any way compromised. In bold, right? That's the message they want to send. Well, who is sending this message? So we looked at this yesterday, and it's not Department of Homeland Security, and it's not really in this CISA organization. There's a couple of people from CISA, but there are people from other organizations. Some of these are voting machine manufacturers. Those of you who said Hart InterCivic voting machine manufacturer, thank you for the information. I didn't know that. We have Democracy Works, which is a leftist organization, and all these other organizations, and they're all trying to unite this voting solution. So they're all trying to tell us, hey, the voting is okay. It's nothing wrong with it. Everything's fine. Well, all right. So yesterday we also reported that Chris Krebs expected to be fired. This is from Reuters. Top U.S. cybersecurity official Chris Krebs, who worked on protecting the election from hackers but drew the ire of Trump White House over efforts to debunk disinformation, has told the Associates he expects to be fired. Okay, so this guy, Krebs, has been trying to debunk the story from Trump and his people that there's voter fraud, even though the Federal Election Commission chair, Trey Trainer, has said he knows that there's voter fraud happening. These guys are pushing back on it. And Q up here said, more coming. So there's obviously there's corruption in the very agency that is tasked with securing elections. If you're going to cheat on elections, you want to make sure you have some of your people in the agency that is tasked with providing public statements about, you know, election security. So this guy is rumored to be fired. Now, today we get this article from the New York Post. Chris Krebs, assistant employee who is pushing back on voter fraud, is rumored to be protected by Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf. So we don't know for sure if Wolf is actually protecting him, but this article, New York Post, Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Chad Wolf is defying President Trump's order to terminate election cybersecurity official Chris Krebs. Multiple sources tell the Post. So do we know that this is true? No, we don't. But we did find, I found something interesting in this article, and it's in this paragraph. Krebs, a former Microsoft executive, has since 2017 led DHS Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency and recently launched a rumor control website to debunk claims of voter fraud. So Krebs, because he's a high-ranking person, was able to create a website under the CISA domain to tamp down claims of voter fraud. All right? And a CISA panel declared Thursday that the November 3rd election was the most secure in American history. That was the statement that we read yesterday. All right. So the New York Post article confirms that this official looking website, CISA.gov rumor control, was launched by Krebs to put down and debunk rumors about voter fraud. And on this page, here's a video with Krebs addressing rumors about voter fraud. So this is clearly an astroturfed narrative. And people inside CISA are putting out this information to try to convince people there is no such thing as voter fraud. Now, this is the same website where this warning appeared yesterday, this statement about there is no evidence that any voting systems deleted or lost votes. It's on the same website, right? So this is a Krebs operation. He has this page, he launched this page, they're putting out all this disinformation to try to tell Americans voter fraud isn't happening. So that message yesterday, I think, is clearly it's an astroturfed psyop. All right, we're going to switch gears again. Hours before President Trump's legal team held a press conference on November 5th, this was with Rudy Giuliani, Corey Lewandowski, and I think Ronald McDaniel was there. Right, they announced that they're going to hold a press conference on November 5th. Well, hours before that press conference was held, so they announced it in the morning, they're holding a press conference. And between the time they announced it and the time they held the press conference, the mainstream media called the states of Wisconsin and Michigan for Joe Biden. And that gave them Biden enough theoretical electoral college votes that they could project him as the winner of the election. All right, they did this about 2 hours before Trump's legal team held that press conference. Why did they do it? Because they wanted to have a narrative ready that they could push back on Giuliani when they had this press conference. They wanted to be able to say, well, the media is not projecting Joe Biden as a winner. Why are you guys continuing to fight this? Why don't you just admit that you lost? Everything the media is doing right now is moving in the direction of supporting this narrative that Biden is a winner and Trump and his people need to stop and just surrender. All right. So today, just minutes after President Trump announced that he was going to hold a COVID task force presser at 4 p.m. this afternoon, mainstream media called all the remaining states and they named Joe Biden the official winner. So this is from Politico. Every state has now been called. Joe Biden officially won Georgia while Trump took North Carolina. Final electoral vote count, Biden 306, Trump 232. And of course, a lot of Trump supporters started jumping off bridges and they gave up hope. Oh, it's over. Oh, the mainstream media declared that Joe Biden's a winner. Oh, this is terrible. No, the media does not get to call the elections. This is another PSYOP. When they learned that Trump was going to hold a press conference in the Rose Garden, they knew they had a chance to force Trump to try to make him concede the election. And they couldn't do that without calling the rest of the races. So they called the races, declared Biden the winner, and then they set up their little trap, saying, well, Trump has his presser. We're going to demand that he concede the election to Biden. That's what they were doing. So, and the timing of all of this, it's always designed to get Trump to concede. That's all they care about. And that's not going to happen because President Trump had his presser today. And let me play this for you. President Trump said there's not going to be any lockdowns, not while he is president. And let's listen to that real quick.
Ideally, we won't go to a lockdown. I will not go. This administration will not be going to a lockdown. Hopefully, the whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be. I guess time will tell. But I can tell you this administration will not go to a lockdown.
All right. So at the end of the press conference, Trump turns to Pence. Media starts screaming out, are you going to admit you lost the election, sir? When are you going to concede? You lost. You need to tell the American people that you're stepping down. And Trump turns around and walks away. He is not having it. So whether the media like it or not, Trump is not going to concede the election. And I talked about this yesterday, but when you look at the fact that Bill Barr went in and briefed Mitch McConnell, Gina Haspel briefed Mitch McConnell, and then afterward, McConnell has been absolutely in lockstep with Trump. He is like, Trump's going to have a second administration, and we're tooling up for it. Mike Pompeo, same thing. Peter Navarro came out this morning and said, we are getting ready to do a second administration of Trump. All of Trump's people are on board. They're not going to quit. They're not going to give up because they know that this cheating is real. And they know it's going to be exposed one way or the other. So the media can scream and holler all they want and demand that Trump has to step down, concede the election. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And by the way, President Trump, although he did talk about the vaccine being made available, there was actually quite an extensive discussion about that. For those of you who are worried, President Trump has repeatedly said he is not going to force anyone to take a vaccination. And some states might propose that you're not going to be able to freely go to work and do your things unless you have taken the vaccination. That is up to the individual states. And if your governor is that kind of a person, in your state, you need to stand up and you need to tell them this is not going to stand. People need to stand up to these tyrants. President Trump is not going to lock us down. And he's not going to force anyone to take a vaccine. That's the end of the story. And we're going to close with a couple of posts by Q from last night. We have the American flag with the file name, God Bless America. Q wrote, nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. And then we have this post, Durham. John Solomon said last week we were going to be hearing something from the Durham investigation. We haven't heard anything today. I don't know when we're going to hear anything about Durham's investigation into Spygate, but I think this is a hint from Q that that is the next thing that we can expect. So I guess we just have to keep our powder dry, hang in there, keep the faith, don't give up. Look, we are a long way from this being over. President Trump has a very good legal team. He's on good, solid ground. They caught these people. Trump's been telling us for a long time. They caught them all. And let's see what happens. I think we're going to see action on Durham's investigation somewhat soon. I'm not going to predict the time frame. I think that president is going to prevail in a lot of these states. Look, as far as the states go in the election, he only needs to win back Pennsylvania. I think he'll do that. And then he needs to win back a combination of Arizona and Georgia, maybe Georgia and Michigan, maybe Michigan and Wisconsin, combination of states. He doesn't have to win them all. He only needs to win a few back. And I think he will. That is my news broadcast for tonight. Thank you for joining me. If this message has blessed you, you might want to support me on Subscribestar. You can go to Subscribestar, look for Praying Medic, or hit the link in the description box. The link to my book, Great Awakening, is also in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.